As I sat writing a book a few weeks ago, a nasty black fly found his way into my study and began buzzing around my head. He was particularly pesky, and he refused to be shooed away. Finally, I pushed back from my computer, and I went looking for a fly swatter. The insect obviously saw me coming, and he may even have understood what I had in mind. As I drew near, he crouched low to the wall, expecting to buzz away as I brought the swatter down on him. But I was far too fast for the miserable creature, and that was the end of him. When I returned to my writing desk, I continued to think about the little drama that had just played itself out. It seemed to me that there was a principle there that could be applied to us human beings. Let's go back to the moment when the fly prepared to dart away before being hit. Now, he obviously underestimated the speed of my weapon. He could have flown before I even reached him, but he intentionally waited until the last moment to move. But by then, he was history. Isn't that the way it is in many real-life situations? We flirt with danger in the mistaken belief that it can be outmaneuvered. Kids experiment with drugs, thinking they can quit before they get hurt. They drive and drink, not realizing that their very lives hang in the balance. A man may cheat on his wife without considering the chaos he's about to unleash. The applications of this simple concept are endless. We might call it the principle of the fly swatter.
To hear more, visit our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org.